The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700, where every one of the boats that they sell are fun certified. Paul's Pizza in Westchester, 31st and Wolf Road, 708-531-9080. Place an order and tell them Chauncey sent you, and you can pick it up curbside delivery. Diamond Ghost Charters at diamondghostcharters.com. Hookandhunttv.com. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the Midwest sportsman. Ren Lake Area Tourism at visitrenlake.com and enjoyrenlake.com. BizBaits, the soft plastic bait company for the professional angler. BizBaits.com.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, I hope you're ready to enjoy today's show and follow me into the great outdoors. Well, maybe a little bit later when it warms up. There are cold bunnies in the woods this morning, as I said to my kids when they were little and it was cold outside. I go, there's cold bunnies in the woods and they're trying to stay warm. But on this week's show, we're going to have a couple of great people. First of all, Tim Mondel's coming in from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. And he's going to be talking to us about all of the really cool stuff that's going on in the Forest Preserve during the month of February. Including, ready for this? There are places to go snowmobiling. That's right. You can go. There's two places in the Forest Preserves of Cook County where you can take your snowmobile out. Great big open fields that you can have some fun on. And it's legal. Remember that. And we're going to talk about a lot of other things, hikes and different things and programs that we can do, and even things that they're offering through the internet. So it's really going to be exciting. We're then going to be talking to Adam Walton. Adam is from Pike Pole Fishing, a multi-species guide service that guides open water and ice fishing. That's pretty cool. It's called Pike Pole because he used to be a fireman. I think he still is a fireman, as a matter of fact. And, that's that big rod with the big hook on it. Those are called pike poles, and that's why he calls it Pike Pole, a multi-species guide service. But, hey, somebody that fishes open water, somebody that fishes, hard water, and he fishes a lot of the same waters that we want to go fish in southern Wisconsin, from Madison all the way across and then, going up about halfway up the state, there's a lot of places to go and enjoy fishing with somebody like that. So I'm pretty excited about that. And then, of course, in our last segment of the show, we'll have our Aiden Fishing Report, along with some outdoor news and more fishing reports from a couple of different lakes and throughout the Midwest. But you have to remember to tell all your friends to listen in on the new free ESPN Chicago app, and they can listen to Chauncey's Great Outdoors 24/7 whenever they want, or they can listen to us on the live stream while they're having their coffee in the morning. That's a great way, I think, to listen to it. Facebook, go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors for information about outdoors and video fishing reports and a whole lot more things that we cover across the country. So all I can say is pour yourself another cup of coffee, make the kids breakfast this morning, and let's get out and enjoy the great outdoors. We'll be right back.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, your Lund and Lowe superstore, have once again been awarded the prestigious Mercury CSI Award for customer service above all other dealers in the area for the seventh year in a row. Waterworks also has a full showroom of Lund and Lowe fishing boats, along with beautiful pontoon boats, all powered by Mercury outboards and waiting for you to add your boating fun to them. So with boats and pontoons from the factory being delivered, all with Mercury outboards, pick out your boat at waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey said to call. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
Hey, Smitty! Let's fish it!
Listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and on the phone with me right now, we've got a man who I love having him on every beginning of the month because it's so much fun. We talk about all kinds of neat stuff to do in our own backyard, and somehow, some way, you're going to learn about him. And we're talking with Tim Mondel, who is from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. Tim, how you doing?
I'm great. Every time I get an introduction even close to that, I'm in a really good mood.
So yeah.
Keep it coming.
That's right.
You know. How are you today?
You know, just, shaking the shivers off the cold weather that we got this weekend and everything else. But that's okay because, hey, we live in Chicago area. You know, we live north of the Mason-Dixon line. It's going to be cold, but guess what? We dress for it. You know, we have machines that plow our streets. We have salt and to put on the road. You have a couple of kids in a few years. You're going to buy them snow shovels, and they can clear your sidewalk off.
I kind of used his help this past week. Let me tell you that much. I think I was out there for 3 or 4 hours last Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But yeah, you come to expect that with Chicago weather. I mean, I know we don't always get this amount of snow all the time, but we do get it. Mm-hmm. Still Chicago winter.
Oh, yeah. Now, in the Forest Preserve District of Cook County, while we may have a little, you know, limited access to things, and because of that word COVID, we have options that we can do stuff, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it is. It's tough. I know everyone's more than exhausted. I can dare generalize or understand how everybody feels, right? But we still try to get out there, and we make the most of every season, and the winter is no different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the 260-plus preserves, 70,000 acres, each one is clearly a little bit different than the other, different amenities that it offers. You know, you've got sledding hills, right? And I kind of put down a list of them because I want people to remember. Each one's different. You know, Caldwell Woods is a little bit smaller. It doesn't have the old toboggan chutes any longer. But it still has a hill over there.
Mm-hmm.
You can go over to Deer Grove. It's a much larger hill. For those a little bit further south, you can go to Dan Ryan Woods, check out that area too if you ever wanted to. And then for those central, you can check out Westchester Woods. So we have them. Go out there and visit them. I purposely did not talk about Slalo Cliff North. I know that's something that the users have used for decades and decades, but it is closed this year. So I know that for those that really like to get out there and want to go sledding or snowboarding or something like that, you can't use that this year. So just go visit any of the ones I mentioned or go to the website and click on sledding.
And if you're going to take the kids out and you're going to take, you know, maybe if it's not your kids, you're taking your niece and nephew out or your grandkids out. And, you know, you may drag along, you know, or meet up with another family that's out there. Bring a thermos of hot chocolate. You know, nothing wrong with that. Some hot chocolate and cookies. Let the kids, you know, run up the hill, burn that energy off.
It's funny you bring that up. My team, the Northam, basically our department starting to do a little bit more of what's dubbed impromptu programming,
mm-hmm.
where we kind of go out for the conditions. So if we know that it's going to be a big snowfall, we get out there.
Mm-hmm.
So this past Saturday, was one fact that happened. So my team was at Caldwell doing some things for the public, and I saw more pop-up tables and hot cocoa and you know, Dunkin' Donuts and donuts and all this jazz there. I was like, wow, I would have loved to have that when I was a kid.
Yeah, exactly. And all those two-legged tapeworms that are bundled up are just woofing them donuts down like they're nothing.
My son, to a T. Oh, man, anyways, yeah.
Yeah.
And another spot to go check out, too, if sledding isn't your thing and you want to try something that's a little bit more ambitious, snowshoeing. Any of our nature centers carry the snowshoes. The public can borrow them. There's no registration for them. You can't reserve them, so it's first come, first serve. But they have various sizes. Mm-hmm. So next time you pop over to your favorite preserve, stop by, ring the doorbell, or knock on the door, since the buildings technically are still closed to the public, and ask them about their snowshoe rental, and they'll be able to take care of you.
And
just remember, though, you always need minimum 4 inches of snow for that.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, that's what we want. Just when you compress with the weight of anybody, regardless of how small or large they are, it is going to press down that way, and if it hits the concrete, the wear and tear on the equipment's going to mm-hmm. really take place.
Oh, yeah. And besides snowshoeing, that's a technical word, you can do a little bit of cross-country skiing if you don't have gear, right?
Correct, yes. Down at Sagawa Environmental Learning Center, they have their own cross-country ski course. They groom. They have gear to rent. I always want to talk about the lodge and talk about the indoors and how, from the aesthetic side, it's so soothing and relaxing, but getting out on the trails is just as well. So, if you don't have any gear, don't worry about it. You can head there, and Mike and his team can help you out, get gear, and really get a really cool experience that you maybe you wouldn't think about getting down there.
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, we're going to have Mike on next week
to
talk about cross-country skiing. And I think he, if I remember right, they even have where you have to call them and, you know, with your family unit, that people that you live with. I mean, they'll do a little cross-country skiing lesson for you so you can get out and enjoy it.
Yes. Yeah. They've really modified their programs to reflect the current times. And I'm sure that he'll bring up, or Laura, any of the team down there will talk a little bit about the Nordic skiing and kind of its history with it. It's really, it's a great time.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. It's hard to explain unless you're actually down there and taking it in. But I would certainly encourage anybody, if they're willing to make the drive, to go over there. It's worth it.
Yeah, I mean, you could have a lot of fun. And it's just another little aspect. I mean, you've got the sledding in a number of the forest preserves. You've got the cross-country skiing that you could do at Camp Sagawa. And it's not called Camp Sagawa. I'm Nordic Sagawa, right?
That's right.
I know.
Exactly. He'll tell you that.
So.
He will remind you.
Yes, he will remind me. but, I mean, you know, so you've got that going on over there. But, you know, all of those trails that, you know, we have for bike trails and hiking trails. Yeah, they've got snow on them, but that doesn't mean you can't put your goloshes on or your warm weather boots and get out there.
Yeah. Be a kid again. I mean that. If anything right now, it's enjoy the times right now, and that's it. You know, if you got snowshoes, cool. Go take them out there, you know, take your skis with you.
Mm-hmm.
Go try it. But if you just want to go for a walk, do it. Oftentimes, the drift will take away of that snow along the trail systems themselves, whether they're paved or unpaved under them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get out there, and just with a nice pair of winter boots, you can walk a mile, 2 miles, depending on where you're at, and get a great time. I just had a colleague of mine send a photo of, God, I don't remember which part of the North Branch, but regardless, it was beautiful. It's one of the bridges coming over, and it was gorgeous. You forget about that unless you get out there on the trail.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And the fun thing is, when I hike in the winter, what I like about it is, first of all, you see a lot of critters that are well hidden by the branches. I mean, you'll see more deer. You'll be walking, and because the air, I think it's just because it's colder and crisper, it sounds like those ducks, you could hear them, you know, make that first little whack, and it's... You know, so you could see the ducks. I mean, don't forget your camera. I don't care if you got a smartphone camera or, you know, a bigger camera. You know, don't forget it and get out there. And you're going to see there's more foxes than ever, I think, in the forest preserves this year. And you might see a raccoon, you know, kind of sniffing around looking for a little bit of a meal. And I mean, it was just, this is the time of year when you wind up seeing more of nature than nature sees of you.
Yes. Yeah, it's kind of a reversing for us and nature itself,
mm-hmm.
just because we're inside a little bit more because of the colder weather.
Yeah.
I funny thing for me was that he actually had done shoveling on Sunday and went to the basement, relaxed for a minute, warmed up. Middle of the day, I see a red fox come right down my driveway, and I'm in Palatine, so it's not, you know, I mean, still in a village in a city,
mm-hmm.
and to have a red fox just walk right down my driveway and jump in the snowbank behind me, pretty mesmerizing.
It's cool.
you also mentioned the photos about bringing your camera. That's a perfect segue. I wanted to mention that River Trail Nature Center, one of the naturalists, Jerry, certainly is a photographer, enthusiast, so he oftentimes will run a program somewhere centered around it. So on the 7th, they're going to do a winter photo walk. You can kind of head out there, join them for an exploratory winter walk along the trail system. Bring your phone that's got a camera on there. Bring your own camera. He's got tips, ideas, suggestions, and so forth. So keep an eye out for that, too.
See, and it's another thing to do. And really, I apologize. Do we still have areas where they can run a snowmobile in the forest?
There are few and far between. I don't think so.
Okay. Because I thought there was one up by Bussy Lake area that was basically a huge open field. And then there was, I thought, one south, but I can't remember that. I'm going to look it up for my records, and I'll make an announcement about it. But I mean, there's just all of these different things to see. And it doesn't mean because it's cold outside, and, you know, just dress warm for it. And if you if you only walk a half a mile, that's okay. You know, if you walk on a trail a half a mile and then come back, that's okay. Don't push yourself to, you know, you're not out there in a marathon, or you're not out there jogging and you know, to do, you know, an Ironman thing. Heaven forbid I would do that.
I always say I don't even like driving 26.2 miles. I'm not going to run it.
Yeah, I mean, so it's kind of like, come on. But it's just, this is the time to get out and see that. But there are also programs that you could look on the website, the forestfpdcc.org, right?
Absolutely.
And there's things that you could see that you could do with your kids in your backyard and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we have virtual programs. If you want to learn about the history of that certain preserve that you really like going to, our department's working really hard on creating Zoom presentations, so we have a handful of those. This month, we have a lot of self-led programs for those that really want to keep distant. And then you also have a lot more in-person ones, including Winter Craft Pickup, where you can go stop by Swallow Cliff. Central Zone will be there. They're going to hand out some kits for you to take home and create whatever nature-themed project that you'd like. And I do want to mention, because I looked it up real quick myself, because there's one thing I know, I don't know everything. So there are, in fact, a couple of snowmobiling locations. You mentioned one of them on the north side, that Ned Brown Meadow.
Ned Brown, yeah, yeah. That's a huge field. That's huge.
You were right. And then there's Morrell Meadow in LaGrange Road, Turtlehead Lake, and North Creek Meadow. So those locations, you can go out there. Just make sure you go to the website on the number, call that number to ensure that the status is good to go and people can go ahead out there that day.
And Tim, there's one thing you have not mentioned. I'm getting
Valentine's Day?
No, not Valentine's Day. No, there's one thing to do in the forest preserves that's a good point to mention, by the way, for all of us guys to remember it. But
my wife over my shoulder. No, I'm just kidding.
There are ice fishing lakes all over the county.
Yeah.
All over the Cook County Forest Preserves.
You must have been talking to Kyle from Hoffman Estates, haven't you?
Yeah. There's lots of places to go ice fishing.
Yeah, take a look. There's I couldn't even tell you, there's over 10, 12 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful. Look at the guidelines before entering out on any of those lakes. But yes, we have north, south, central, tons of them.
Yes, and they're very good fishing lakes. And always make sure that there's 4 inches or more of ice. And if you don't ice fish, and you go and, you know, make sure you got something to test the ice. And what I mean by testing the ice, you hit it with something heavy to make sure you don't go through. But I'm pretty sure this weekend here, it's going to be pretty solid everywhere. But always check it. Always check it. But, you know, if there's an ice fisherman out there, walk out there and say, hey, listen, I'm just curious. I've never seen ice fishing. Can you explain to me how this is done? You may pick up a whole new sport that you never even thought of.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I went to school on the far, far northern part of Wisconsin for a year, and folks would drive their vehicles on the lake. There's parts of this country that they're frozen over that thick, but that's no problem.
Yeah, well, last week somebody thought it was thick enough on Lake Winnebago, and guess what? Their pickup truck is now, they're going to get a nice ticket because it went through the ice, and then they have to have it pulled out by a professional towing company that pulls vehicles out of the ice. That's an interesting one to see. Then, you know, like I says, you don't want to make any extra structure down there because the insurance companies don't like to cover stuff like that.
No, we're good. I think watching Grumpy Old Men has got me enough to the point where I don't necessarily have to bring my vehicle out on there.
Exactly. But I tell you what, it is like that up there. Like it is a grumpy old man. That's the scary part.
Yeah, there's I I've done it a few times, and I've really enjoyed it, but I've never really gotten that full ice fishing experience where you've got your shanty out there, and you're out there for half the day listening to Mozart or something else like that. So I would love to do that one day, that's for sure. But that's what you're saying. Visit one of these local ice fishing areas, learn a little bit about it, and then you can gain some experience to work your way up to something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if somebody wants to learn more about what all these different things that you and I talk about today, obviously, where's the best way to find out information?
FPDCC.com. It is Forest Preserve District of Cook County. There's a few different tabs. Select whatever it is that you're looking for. And if you can't find something, there is an email address, there is a number. Choose either of those paths, contact somebody, and they'll be able to help you out along the way.
Exactly. Well, my friend, I want to say thank you for coming on, and thank you for reminding everybody that Valentine's Day is coming up. Yep.
No problem. That's what I'm here for.
That's what you're...
But I hope, yeah, thanks. I, you know, every month is great. And as we're kind of opening back up a little bit from the programming side and accepting more and more people, it's nice. It's nice to get back to things that we really like to do.
That's right. And just remember, every day we go is the day closer to spring.
Absolutely. It's coming.
All right. Thanks so much, Tim, for coming on the show.
All right, John. So you take care.
Yeah, thank you. That's Tim Mondel, everybody, from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. You're listening to Chauncey. On Chauncey's Great Outdoors, you know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, your Lund and Lowe superstore, have once again been awarded the prestigious Mercury CSI Award for customer service above all other dealers in the area for the seventh year in a row. Waterworks also has a full showroom of Lund and Lowe fishing boats, along with beautiful pontoon boats, all powered by Mercury outboards and waiting for you to add your boating fun to them. So with boats and pontoons from the factory being delivered, all with Mercury outboards, pick out your boat at waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey said to call.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
What's the biggest biz in fishing lures that all the pros know? It's BizBaits. BizBaits are soft plastic lures that are individually handcrafted and scented with their special Jack'em juice that just jacks the bass to strike. BizBaits are made for bass fishermen by bass anglers, not someone sitting behind a desk. So go to bizbaits.com and order the best soft plastic baits on the market for yourself or as a gift for maybe your fishing buddy. Get them at bizbaits.com. My favorite soft plastic bait. Jim Crowley from HookAndHuntTV.com shows anglers and hunters how, when, and why to be a better angler and hunter. You will enjoy his approach to the outdoors that will help you be a better sportsman. Watch him on HookAndHuntTV.com, online at Pride Outdoor Network, on Roku, and on Fire Stick TV. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Somebody say, "Hey, we want some crappie!"
Hey, we want some crappie!
Let me hear you say, "Hey, we want some crappie!"
Hey, we
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And I hear the phone ringing. Who could it be? Well, it's Adam Walton from Pike Pole Fishing up in Wisconsin. Adam, how are you?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Adam, everybody, is the owner of what's called Pike Pole Fishing. It's a multi-species guide service, and this guy guides spring, summer, fall, winter, etc. And I really wanted to have somebody on the show to talk about being a guide for ice fishing, because a lot of guides just kind of pack up the boat and kind of hibernate like a bear does, but you don't do that, Adam, do you?
I don't. I'm not going to lie. There's days that I want to. But when we get this heavy snow like we have now, it makes things pretty challenging to get people out. But, yeah, you know, ice fishing is something that I absolutely love to have since I was a kid. I think it's really important to try to get people outdoors, and especially in the wintertime when there's not a lot to do, especially this year with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
It's been absolutely insane, the amount of calls we're getting, but it's great to see people enjoy the sport and want to get outdoors.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, ice fishing, unless you've grown up doing it or been around it or went out with a friend once or twice, it's really a foreign concept to fishing for a lot of people. You could have some great fishing. I mean, I've seen a 52-inch muskie. I've heard of 30s and 40-inch pike being taken. I've heard of big bluegills and crappies. I mean, you could catch a lot of quality fish, but it's just a different mindset how you do it, because you're not casting. You're kind of dropping and jiggling, right?
Correct. Ice season, I think we probably pull some of the bigger fish of our seasons out during the wintertime. You know, for instance, this early ice this year, we pulled a 41 3/4-inch pike out of the ice here right in south central Wisconsin. I mean, that's Canada size fishing. And we got on a pike bite where we were averaging, the smallest fish we were catching were 30 inches. Most of them were in the 32 to 38 range, with some over, including that 41-incher. And it was just, I mean, it's just phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
So they're definitely some big fish to be caught.
Yeah. Now, if somebody's going to look to go, you know, hire you to go out being an ice fishing guide, what are things that you want them to know before they come out with you?
Yeah, so, you know, I also work as a firefighter paramedic, and ice safety is something that we really, really, really strive to make sure that people understand. If you know the basis of that prior to going out and dress appropriately, you know, the clothing and the weather and all that is going to mm-hmm. make or break your day. Now, ice safety, though, is a big thing. So if you kind of get a basic understanding of, you know, what equipment to bring, ice picks, cleats, so you don't slip and fall. You get on snow-covered ice, it's not a big deal, but that early ice was just really slick, and you get a little bit of melt or some glaze on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible to even stand up. So ice cleats are a must. And then ice picks that go around your neck. If you fall through, you just undo them, and then it helps you get out of the hole.
Right.
We've done some ice videos, some safety videos, where I've actually fallen through the ice on purpose without any protective gear on, just regular clothes that you would wear, you know. It was horrible. It was a horrible experience, but we wanted to show people in real life, this is what happens to your body. This is what cold water shock does. It takes your breath away. Here's how you get out without ice picks. Here's how you get out with ice picks.
Now, I know.
I had the fire department come out and rescue me as a third one. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's a pretty important thing. We want people to understand that ice safety ice can be dangerous, but if you're prepared, you know, if something happens, mm-hmm. you can still manage. And then the other thing to be prepared for is just dress appropriately for the weather. I've had clients show up in jeans and cowboy boots. It's not always the best attire.
No.
Especially out on the lake. I mean, anybody who's fished knows that you get out on a lake where there's no wind breaks, it's about 20 degrees colder out there than it might be in the city. You know, and it's just, think ahead a little bit. You always can take clothes off to a certain point, but once you're out there with what you got, you're kind of set for the day.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. And you mentioned ice cleats, and there's a variety of things, and I'm not trying to get into a conversation about the cleats. There's some that look like just teeth on the bottom of a strap that you put over your boot or shoe, but then there's another one that looks like a spring that is stretches over your shoes, and that one I like because, you know what? That's not a bad thing to wear when you're shoveling on the sidewalk in front of your house.
Right, and you're absolutely right. They have a big variety. They got the ones that are, if you walk into the house, you tear up your floor with because they're so, they're basically, like you said, teeth are diamond.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of go right down the middle. There's, I think they're yak tracks that we use, and they don't have the big biting teeth,
mm-hmm.
but they got enough tread where they're a little bit better than the springs.
Yeah. Now, what about gear? I don't need to bring anything, right?
You don't. No, just all you have to have is a valid Wisconsin fishing license, mm-hmm. which is required for anybody who's 16 years or older.
Mm-hmm.
So kids under 16 are even good to go there. But we provide all equipment, all bait. The only thing you have to bring is that license. And then depending on what you want to do for lunch options or beverages, you can bring some snacks or beverages with you too. But otherwise, yeah, we provide poles, tip-ups, sonar units. We have, depending on ice conditions, if it's thinner ice, we got pop-up shacks. And if it's solid enough ice where we can drive out on, we got aluminum drop-down shack. It's rough in it, but we got TV and all that in there, too. So.
Yeah, this is Wisconsin ice fishing, folks. You could live out there, you know. Just remember the movie Grumpy Old Men. It's really like that.
Right. Yeah, so, you know, if you guys, especially the Illinois guys, if they want to come up here and watch the Packer game, because mm-hmm. I know you guys got a closet, all your Bear fans are closet Packer fans. We got a TV so you guys can watch the Packer games up here, assuming that we got enough ice to get the permanents out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but all...
Yeah, you know, we use all Eskimo ice pop-up shacks, so they're pretty they're pretty roomy. They are all 3 to 4 man tents,
mm-hmm.
but we have a couple that are a little bit bigger, and every shack has a heater and jig rods, so... You know, whether you want to be jigging, whether you want to tip up fish, we provide all that.
Cool. Now, that's just for, you know, like I wanted to talk to somebody who is a guide for, you know, in the winter for Wisconsin through the ice. But now, when the ice is gone, you guys have got a kick butt guide service with the butt. You have all kinds of stuff going on, so many lakes and different things that you can get people on the active fish, don't you?
We do. We really bounce around. So it's myself and 2 other guides that help me. And we also work really well with a couple other guide services that are nearby us. So kind of a nice little network of guides.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do individuals or we can do small groups of 2 to 4. And scheduling all worked out between guides, we can do bachelor parties, bachelorette parties, big group outings, corporate outings.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's kind of nice having a network of guides and people to help us. The open water, we really focus on the South Central Wisconsin. So Lake Koshkonong Rock River system is a system I grew up on.
Mm.
Absolutely love it. Yeah, it's a stock system. We got great pike and walleye fishery. Panfish is pretty decent. It's always not it's not necessarily a numbers game, but the size of them are just ridiculous, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But then we also do the Madison Channel Lakes. My other guide, Ryan, he runs a bass boat, so he'll do all our bass trips up there.
Mm.
And then we do occasional panfish trips on the Madison Chain, too, seasonally.
Yeah.
And then we actually run all the way up to Green Bay in the Winnebago system, too, and do seasonal walleye trips up there as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys are, you catch everything. You catch everything. I know that. But, you know, you have a good nose for a hunting dog for those walleye, don't you?
I do. I love walleye. I had the opportunity to fish the AIM walleye tournament for a while,
mm-hmm.
and I learned so much from doing that. And just the guys I got to hang out with and gals, I've just learned so much from having some good mentors during the tournaments and just watching people. I did that for, I think, 5 or 6 years.
Mm.
And then I never really did it to, you know, thinking I would get in the money. I did it more just to try to expand my knowledge and become a better angler,
mm-hmm.
and learn tips and tricks that I could use as a guide and just learn better areas to fish and new waters. We were fortunate enough, though. We did actually get in the money a couple times, so that was an extra bonus.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was a fun experience, but more so it opened my eyes up to how to do better, and it seems to have worked pretty well.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Because, I mean, you're situated in such a great spot for that, you know, southern central Wisconsin, where people from Wisconsin north can roll down that are listening to us, and people from Illinois can roll up over the border. You know, just remember, put your Packer hat on. And, you know, just over the border, and then fish a lot of these waters that are close to Illinois that people are missing out on.
Yeah, So I-90/39 comes right past me, basically. Mm-hmm. I'm about 2 miles away from that.
Cool.
And we have hotel accommodations through our business.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody wants to come up, and then, you know, the day trip is no big deal, but if somebody wants to come up the night before,
mm-hmm.
we have accommodations for them if they want to do that. For the bigger group, we got Airbnb connections. We got some restaurant connections, too, if we can get you pointed to the right spot. So we can really make a... It's not just about fishing. We can make it a weekend for you if you wanted to do that. I will say, though, that we are, especially with COVID, we're so far booked out that we're looking quite a ways in the future now when we get calls coming in,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, we can't say thank you enough, because we love taking people fishing. We really do. This year's been something on all of us. So,
well, how does somebody get a hold of you? How does somebody get a hold of Pike Pole Fishing?
Yeah, so the best thing is my cell. My number is 608-290-3929. And all that information can be found on our website, too, is pikepolefishing.com.
Okay.
We also have a pretty strong following on social media and Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a YouTube channel, and we're always tweaking that, trying to get it better. And Instagram and Twitter, too. So we're all over... basically any avenue that most people use. I would say that if you want to get a hold of us, so the cell phone or Facebook Messenger through our Pike Pole Fishing page is probably the best.
Cool. All right, let me give you that number again. It's 608-290-3929. That's Pike Pole Fishing Guide Service. Adam, thanks much for coming on the show this morning.
Hey, you know, again, thanks for having me. I certainly appreciate the opportunity, and
mm-hmm.
maybe we can get you up here one of these days, too.
Oh, we're going to do that, because I have to go. You sound like a great fisherman, a great guide, and it sounds like you just sound like somebody you'd want to spend a day with in a boat and enjoy it.
We like to have a lot of fun. That's the one thing I can guarantee. We're going to have a good time. You're going to laugh. And hopefully we catch some fish to boot.
All right. Everybody, that's Adam Walton from Pike Pole Fishing, a multi-species guide service right there, south central Wisconsin, just not over far over the border for you to enjoy some great fishing, not that far from wherever you live. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, your Lund & Lowe Superstore, have once again been awarded the prestigious Mercury CSI Award for customer service above all other dealers in the area for the seventh year in a row. Waterworks also has a full showroom of Lund & Lowe fishing boats, along with beautiful pontoon boats, all powered by Mercury outboards, and waiting for you to add your boating fun to them. So with boats and pontoons from the factory being delivered, all with Mercury outboards, pick out your boat at waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey said to call. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. Jim Crowley from HookAndHuntTV.com shows anglers and hunters how, when, and why to be a better angler and hunter. You will enjoy his approach to the outdoors that will help you be a better sportsman. Watch him on HookAndHuntTV.com, online at Pride Outdoor Network, on Roku, and on Fire Stick TV. What's the biggest biz in fishing lures that all the pros know? It's BizBaits. BizBaits are soft plastic lures that are individually handcrafted and scented with their special Jack'em juice that just jacks the bass to strike. BizBaits are made for bass fishermen by bass anglers, not someone sitting behind a desk. So go to BizBaits.com and order the best soft plastic baits on the market for yourself or as a gift for maybe your fishing buddy. Get them at BizBaits.com, my favorite soft plastic bait. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700, where every one of the boats that they sell are fun certified. Paul's Pizza in Westchester, 31st and Wolf Road, 708-531-9080. Place an order and tell them Chauncey sent you, and you could pick it up curbside delivery. Diamond Ghost Charters at diamondghostcharters.com, hookandhunttv.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the Midwest sportsman, Ren Lake Area Tourism at visitrenlake.com and enjoyrenlake.com, BizBaits, the soft plastic bait company for the professional angler, bizbaits.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade setting in the shade.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
What a fine day to take a stroll and wander by the fishing hole.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you enjoyed today's show in this cold and blustery day. I get the chill just thinking about it. I got to walk from my car to drive home. It's cold downtown, folks. But let's talk about some outdoor news here for a little bit. First of all, hunters in Illinois came down with the preliminary total harvest report of 162,575 deer during all of the 2020-21 archery and firearm season, which concluded January 17th-ish. The total preliminary deer harvest for all season compares with the total harvest for all seasons of 153,174 for the 2019 to the 20 season. So we've gone up. A lot more people in the woods. You have to be careful out there. During the 2020-2021 deer seasons, hunters took 45% does and 54.6% males. I wonder where that 6.6% males are. Okay. In Michigan, I like this one. For 2 days, twice a year, families and friends can enjoy one of Michigan's premier outdoor activities, fishing for free. That's right. This year's Winter Free Fishing Weekend dates are February 13th and 14th. All fishing license fees will be waived for those 2 days. A recreation passport will not be required for entry into any state parks and boating access sites during Free Fishing Weekend. Residents and out-of-state visitors may enjoy fishing on both inland and the Great Lakes waters for all species of fish. But you have to remember one thing. You have to go by the rules and regulations. That's very important. But doesn't that sound like a lot of fun? Go fishing in out in the state of Western Michigan there. We go find some nice places, do a little bit of fishing, ice fishing, find a place to get a nice dinner. Sounds good to me. I'm ready for it. Okay, now let's hear from the best-known thing for Chauncey's Great Outdoors. What? This is the Aiden Fishing Report, sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Papa, Dad and I went to the Grand River near Grand Rapids. We saw steelhead that were holding in some deeper holes when we were walking along the shoreline, being careful we didn't fall in and get wet. But the old guys in the river said that the fish were ignoring everything they threw at them. They also said to tell you hello. Do you know these guys? ? They were using spawn bags, beads, and jigs tipped with wax worms, but nobody was really catching any fish. They said some people did catch a few, but that guy had already left. Roger and his dad went on the Muskegon River and said the steelhead were being caught there, but the river is very low, very clear, and fishing was really tough to get. So they didn't do really well. But Roger's dad normally doesn't do. He writes this. Roger's dad normally doesn't do well. The smaller lakes, we saw a lot of people out fishing. They were catching bluegills and little jigs tipped with wax worms. Dad and I stopped for hot chocolate and a donut. It was good when you get cold. Glad you're feeling better now. Love, your fishing's grandson, Aiden. See you soon. And once again, that report was brought to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Okay, let's talk about some local fishing things. In Chicago, these northeast winds and everything else are really just churning up the fishing on Lake Michigan. I mean, it's really not that safe to be out there. The lake is churned up. There's big balls of ice floating out there. It's slushy in some areas. If you're a boat fisherman, let's wait until things settle down. We get west winds and maybe even some warmer weather, because I would not want to be out there when it's a 10 below wind chill factor. It's going to be bad. Northwest Indiana, a reporter, Tyree Williams, said it's not pretty down here. He said they are not going out. That's what he said. I'm not going out. And we're going to wait a little while before he sends me some smoked salmon. He said that about 3 weeks ago. I'm going to have to send him a note. Our friends in the Forest Preserve District of Cook County have said that more people are out chasing fish on the ice. Please check the ice for safety. We don't check it. Must be 4 inches or more, and use an ice spud to check it. At Maple Lake, near the, they're catching some pike in the middle of the lake. And at Tampere Lake, the culvert on 131st Street was another good spot. If the area is open, use a rod and reel, but if it's frozen all the way, go with a tip-up. And it may, the reason I say that is because it may freeze up this time of the year with the bitter cold we're having. Most anglers are getting bluegills on a number of the lakes. A couple of small bass were taken, and people did release them. Lakes you can fish are Wampum, Turtlehead, Tampere, Sag Quarry, Saganaskie Slough, Powderhorn, Papoose, Maple, Ida, Horsetail, Green, Flatfoot, Bussy Man and South, Bullfrog, Bodie South, Big Ben, Baloo, Beck, Axehead, and Arrowhead. Wow, that's a whole bunch of things there. Isn't that? That's a lot of places to go fishing close to home. Our good buddies from Blarney Bassmasters, that's that tournament that they do on Wednesday nights on the chain, but they fish through the ice. They said that plenty of anglers are out on the main lake. Nobody they found was on the back channels, because it was pretty slow back there. Most of the icemen are in the middle of the lake, as I mentioned. Bluegill, pike, and some small walleye. Waxworms are a good choice, and minnows for those pike, but go with a stinger hook on them tip-ups if you want to catch them. Crappie en petit, that's another spot to try. Our friends at Wren Lake, sponsored by our good buddies at the Wren Lake Area Tourism Bureau at enjoywrenlake.com, said the deep cold isn't going to hit them until middle of next week. So they're going to have, might have cold temperatures at night, but during the day it's going to be in the upper 30s into the 40s. And I just know that a lot of fishermen down there, when it gets that cold, they don't go out. They wait for warmer temperatures. But people I know from northern Illinois and southern Wisconsin that go down there, they go down there, fish those along that 154 road through the middle of the lake, and they catch crappies hand over foot. 15 to 20 feet of water is where you want to be. They're using small 1/8, 3/16 ounce jigs, and they're doing quite well, if you ask me. And some of them are getting full limits, and some of them are getting their 10 big keepers, and they say, that's okay, we're done. So I give them a lot of credit. But once again, for more information about Rend Lake, go to enjoyrendlake.com. Fox River, Illinois. Water is going to get a lot colder with this drop in temperatures, but look for the warm water discharges going into the lake. Those are the key spots to try. When you see those warm water, the water is normally clear, and it hits the colder, dirty lake, river water, rather, and it forms a line because it goes downriver. Fish that line, that mud line, because those fish will dart in and out of there, and that warm water is going to drag them in like a magnet, like a magnet. Don't pass that one up. It's going to be a good time. Wonder Lake in McHenry, fishing the north side, North Island there, the west side of it. Spikes were so-so. Some minnows on tip-ups, they got bit in half. Those guys were not using a stinger hook. Big hint, go with a stinger hook. Up in northern Wisconsin, northern Michigan, rather, little bait and act, big day bait and act. The second and third reefs are where you want to be. Lots of short fish, one or two keepers out of a night of fishing, so you can't go wrong there. Pewaukee, they're fishing the night shift. My buddy Derek said that he's not even trying during the day because he got better walleye action at night on tip-ups and also jigging, so that's a great way to go. Hey, you know, this weekend for the next maybe 10 days, we're going to have bitter cold. And the best thing I can tell you people is it's really important to dress well, dress in layers, keep exposed skin to the minimum, because even that will freeze very quickly. And try to stay warm. And if you don't need to go, don't go. But if you're going to go out and enjoy the outdoors, which I want people to do, get out there and do it. Just dress properly for it. And make sure all the kids and the neighbors' kids are all dressed properly for it, because you know what? There's going to be some great sledding going on. You remember sledding? Yeah, you were a kid once. Let's not pass that one up. It's going to be a great time. The other thing, too, is don't forget we're coming up next month in March. We're going to have, by the end of the month, we need our new fishing licenses for many of the states in the Midwest here. So please get those fishing licenses bought and ready. Well, I can hear it playing in the background. The flute's going, so we must be coming to the end of the show. And I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one comes from my good friend Apensui Majawat again. And he said, this is a very nice one. It says, regard heaven as your father, the earth as your mother, and all things as your brothers and sisters. That's pretty good. Regard heaven as your father, earth as your mother, and all things as your brothers and sisters. And please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we're catching. We really are borrowing it all from our children's children, children. So take them out ice fishing. Let the kid catch the fish. Take them out sledding. Let the kid go down the hill before you do. Just let them get out and enjoy the outdoors. Because you know what? We have to leave it better for them than we have it for us, because that's very important. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.